Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Bend Over. This file is a mix between an effect, an induction, and a fantasy. You might come out of this feeling very submissive, a tendency to want to do what you're told, and specifically the feeling of listening to a command for you to bend over. See, the thing is, when I tell you to bend over, there's an implication, an expectation that more will happen. It is generally easy to expose a lot of skin, your ass, your legs, and the secrets between. Everything so vulnerable. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's important to set the scene. It's very easy to listen. While it definitely takes courage and trust to obey, the feeling of listening and letting yourself submit is a really wonderful one. The more you listen, the less you have to think. And the more you let go, the better you feel. When your mind is no longer busy thinking all those thoughts, so much effort, it can instead focus on what you feel. And I wonder, how easy is it for your mind to slip into that state where all it wants to do is listen and obey? There's a wonderful mantra for that as well: empty and obedient. Then again, we're not here to teach you everything about going into trance, being hypnotized, and being made to obey. No, this is about a different feeling. Do you know what would happen if I were to command to bend over? I wonder if you'd even be aware of the little twitches in your body, wanting to obey before you even realize what happens. Maybe a bit of help is needed, pushed down, grabbed, so that it's easy to physically point you to where you should bend over. What would be more fun letting you take down your clothes and your protection, or having it done to you, both have their advantages and disadvantages. Being made to obey can feel quite intense, then again, feeling someone pulling down your clothes for you is also good. And of course, the more you listen, the more you are willing to listen and to go down, bend over, right there, listen and obey. I wouldn't want you to get too comfortable, because there is something going to happen. Imagine yourself bent over, ready to be teased, tempted, spanked, touched, maybe even licked or fucked. Can you imagine how easy it would be to do anything and everything to you? And there's no real way to hide. All it takes, it's just a touch to test for your arousal. A caress, a tease, an intimate, tantalizing touch. Sliding, slipping, and of course, feeling every little part to make sure you realize that there is no escape from the sensation. When I tell you to bend over, you can feel the rush of fantasies fluttering through your mind, all fighting for attention, those different ways in which I could or would take you down. And yet, there's an eagerness, isn't there? Even though you might pretend to want to resist and forced into that place, there is no denying that there's a happy smile on your lips, a blush on your cheeks, and a flush in many other places. Would you be able to keep your breathing level once the sensations begin? Would you want your sanctity penetrated by piercing pleasure? Would you want fingers to grip and pull you down? And of course, the inevitable slow, deep, total control of your arousal, your desire, your sex. And all it takes is two words that seem to truly spark the imagination. Two words that put your mind in the right state. Not so much trance, but definitely a wave of sensations. Bend over and feel how that makes your body quiver with need, makes it respond so intensely, makes it want to be empty and obedient, ready to be taken, ready to be controlled, ready to be teased, maybe even punished for your naughty behavior. It would be good to put you in your place. It would be good to just let you feel the impact of your behavior. And of course, my control can penetrate deep into your mind. As for what this is a tease, a bit of fantasy, a denial and an induction. Because by now you are wanting to bend over, to give yourself in whatever way is needed. Don't you? Those two words are such a lovely introduction to a state, a feeling, a craving, a need. Bend over. And then it's up to them to decide what to do. All you have to do is listen. Follow. Obey. Submit. Surrender. And of course, once your body is eager to do so, you will be taken down. Maybe you'll even remember what happens, or maybe you'll just drop and drift and leave your body behind to enjoy a fantasy of being used. Or perhaps there is an awareness in yourself where you can sense the sensations deeply entering your body. teasing and pulling, rubbing and grinding, and maybe even a spank or more. Should I be cautious or rough? Should I give you space to think, or overwhelm you with sensations now that you're all vulnerable and bent over? It may differ from moment to moment, from day to day, and it makes every time that you're told even more fun. You want me to say it again, don't you? You want me to tell you to get into that position and let you feel the anticipation melt your mind and completely eradicate any resistance. You just want to be given a command to obey, don't you? Your body and mind are just aching to be told, to be taken, to be controlled, to be dominated. So all you have to do is listen and enjoy. Bend over. Your body and your mind. A drop. And a surrender. In a moment, this file will end. And you might have realized by now that it will leave you open and vulnerable to my voice. You're already in bent over mind and body. And if my voice follows, that feeling can stay wonderfully. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you'll find yourself slowly awaken, feeling that need consciously. And I wonder which one will be more fun for you. To be aware of how much you want to be controlled, or to go even deeper and enjoy it. Have fun.